Yes.
This is something that a cover for a bed that women used to make and piece together by hand.
Quilt pieces,
yeah.
Blocks, then they sewed them together and made a quilt top out of.
Okay. This is a bed that you might make down on the floor for children to sleep on.
Well, that's a hallet or...
Okay. You say we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
Very fertile.
Okay. What do you call flat lowlands along a stream that's flooded over in the spring? It's real rich land.
Well, it's bottom land, and rich bottom land mostly.
Okay.
It,
what about a land, a field that's not good for anything except raising grass or clover or alfalfa?
Well, that's a hillside where it's lays pretty rolling, and it wash away if you keep it plowed up. And it's best to keep it in a sod to hold and to pasture.
Okay. Suppose you had land that had water standing on it for a good deal of the time. What would you call that?
Well, a swamp.
Okay. And are there names for different types of soil?
Yes, there's different names.
What about very rich soil?
Well, it's called rich loam.
Okay.
And there's sandy loam, clay loam.
Okay. Suppose you had a swamp and some people were getting water off the swamp. You say that they were doing what?
Draining water.
Okay. You say draining.
Yeah.
You ever heard people say greening?
Yeah. But drainage is the right word.
Okay. What would you call the thing that you dug to drain this water off?
A ditch.
Okay.
Ditching.
Okay. Okay, now, suppose there had been a real heavy rain and the water cut a little channel across the road. What would you call that? Or across the field, you know, that...
Well, yeah, call it eroding.
Okay, but the little channel that it cut.
Well, a ditch.
Okay.
Gully, ditch or gully.
Okay, now, let's see. You have a river, you know.
Yeah.
A river's big. Okay, now what do you have smaller than a river?
Creek.
Okay, what else?
Branches.
What's the difference between a creek and a branch?
Well, a creek's larger than a branch, and a river's larger than a creek.
Okay. What about something that will dry up when there hadn't been any rain for a while? Do you have a special name for that? A stream that'll dry up if it hadn't rained.
Well, I don't know. That's just